あそこにお猿がいるよ。
うん、かわいいな。
あそこにおいしそうな象がいる。
うん、食べ応えがありそうだの。
あそこにはいい匂いしたキリンがいるよ。
うん、かぐわしいの。
あんなところにジャパニーズポット101がある。
なんだこの生き物は。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
アキヒロです。
Peter here. Celebrity Survival Phrases number 10. Leaving Japan. Naomi sensei, our newest celebrity.
え、誰ですか?
You. You, of course.
私はセレブリティ?
Well, to me, you're a celebrity. And we also have with us...
アキヒロさん。
アキヒロさん、よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ、よろしく。
Okay, so, Naomi sensei, what's going on today? It's leaving Japan. Where are we and what's happening?
They're at the kuko, which means airport, and saying goodbye to the celebrity.
Yeah, the fans have gathered to say goodbye. And who's speaking here? Who's talking in today's conversation?
Manager.
The manager and?
Johnny.
Of course. So basically, the manager is telling Johnny what's going on, and Johnny has a final message for his fans. So what's good here is that if you're in Japan and you have some friends and they see you to the airport, you can actually use this.
そうですね。
Or maybe some of it. Okay, with that said, let's see what's going on today's lesson. Here we go.
わあ、ロビーがファンで溢れていますよ。
嬉しいな。お礼を言う時間はあるかな。
じゃあ、出発ロビーの入り口で一言だけお願いします。
皆さん、見送りに来てくれて、本当にありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで、とても楽しく過ごすことができました。また必ず皆さんに会いに日本に戻ってきます。さようなら。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
うわー。ロビーがファンで、溢れていますよ。
嬉しいな。お礼を言う時間はあるかな?
じゃあ、出発ロビーの入り口で一言だけお願いします。
皆さん、見送りに来てくれて本当にありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげでとても楽しく過ごすことができました。また必ず皆さんに会いに日本に戻ってきます。さようなら。
次は英語が入ります。
うわあ、ロビーがファンで溢れていますよ。
Wow, this lobby is filled with fans.
嬉しいな。お礼を言う時間はあるかな?
I'd be happy to hear that. I wonder if there's time to show my appreciation.
じゃあ、出発ロビーの入り口で一言だけお願いします。
Okay, but in front of the departure lobby. But keep it short.
皆さん、見送りに来てくれて本当にありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで、とても楽しく過ごすことができました。また必ず皆さんに会いに日本に戻ってきます。さようなら。
Thank you for coming today, everyone. I've had a great time. Thanks to you all. I'll be sure to come back to Japan and see you again. Goodbye.
Naomi sensei, what did you think of today's conversation?
I think the second from the last sentence is useful.
I definitely agree, and we're going to take a closer look at that in a bit. Akihiro-san, what did you think of today's lesson?
I think he sounds like a really nice guy.
Except for when he's trying to pretend to be his brother so he doesn't have to give autographs. But yeah, Johnny-san has been really good this series. Okay, so let's take a look at the vocab before we take a look at the lesson. What do we have first, Naomi-sensei?
Lobby.
Lobby.
Lobby. Lobby.
Then we have?
Olei.
Expression of gratitude.
Olei. Olei.
Now, Naomi-sensei, what's the base word here?
Lei.
Which means?
Gratitude.
But here we put
o
in front to increase the politeness level.
And if you want to be even more polite, onrei.
Really? Onrei.
It's really polite.
And can you use it in a... Can you give us a feel of how to use it? When would you use this?
Onrei moshiagemasu.
I think that's way too polite for this level.
So desu ne. If I say onrei moshiagemasu to my friend's going to say, what's wrong with you?
But needless to say, like, you may hear this while you're traveling around Japan because you're going to be put on that honorific pedestal because you're a customer.
Hi, so desu ne. At a ceremony or party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people come to Japan for weddings and for many various occasions.
Hi.
So you could hear this. Give it to us one more time.
Hai. Onrei moshiagemasu.
Interesting. So just for argument's sake, if you, instead of saying thank you to someone, can you say this as a joke, kind of?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think it would be a good joke.
So if someone holds the door for you, you could say, onrei moshiagemasu.
That's really funny.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes. All right. 勉強になりました. That was really good. Okay, what do we have next?
あふれる.
To flood, to overflow.
あふれる. あふれる.
Then we have?
おかげ.
Thanks to, owing to.
おかげ. おかげ.
Now, this is really good because even if you're basic level, if you sprinkle this into your Japanese, it could work out really well. Now, the way we'll use this is you take a noun, you follow it with no, the possessive, and then you follow it with?
Okage.
Akira-san, how can we say thanks to Naomi-sensei?
Naomi-sensei no okage de.
Thanks to Naomi-sensei. So that whole phrase, no okage desu, or sometimes if it's in the middle of a sentence, no okage de, or sometimes people just leave it there with a rest inferred, this means thanks to, and then whatever you're thanking, you put in the front.
Yeah, if you use this word okage, it sounds like you really have good understanding to Japanese culture.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. So, for example, if someone compliments you on your Japanese, Naomi-sensei, how can they say thanks to JapanesePod101.com?
JapanesePod101.com no okage.
Now, we're laughing a bit because it's very un-Japanese to praise yourself.
So desu ne.
But just an example of how it works. Most of the time, you can use it with the person you're speaking with. No okage desu. Your pitch accent is so good. Ah, Naomi-sensei no okage desu.
Nandaka hazukashii desu.
Yes. Look, Akira-san, your turn. Let's turn Naomi-san. Let's turn Naomi-sensei a little more red.
Naomi-san no okage de totemo tanoshiku shigoto o sasete itadaite masu.
Ah, thanks to Naomi-sensei. It's so much fun to work. Okay, let's move on. Next we have...
時間.
Time.
時間. 時間.
Followed by...
出発.
Departure.
出発. 出発.
If we take this word and the previous word and we put them together, we get...
出発時間.
Departure time. Next we have...
一言.
Single word.
Hitokoto. Hitokoto.
And what this means here, although it literally means single word, it means a few words. So if you want someone to say a few words, hitokoto wo yutte kudasai. Please say a few words.
Hai, or hitokoto onegaishimasu.
Even better. Next we have.
Sugosu.
To spend, to pass.
Sugosu. Sugosu.
Finally we have.
戻る.
To return.
戻る. 戻る.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. Akihiro-san, can you give us the first line from the manager? お願いします.
うわ, ロビーがファンで溢れていますよ.
First we have...
うわ.
which is an interjection showing surprise. Wa. But listen to the Japanese pronunciation. There's actually an u and a wa in there. Wa. Onegai shimasu.
Wa.
This is followed by
lobby ga.
Lobby followed by the subject marking particle. And then we have
fan de.
Fans. And de is the thing. So up to now we have lobby by fans, like the fans are the cause. Next.
あふれています.
In a state of overflowing. Literally, the lobby is overflowing with fans. That de can be with, because that's the thing it's overflowing with.
Kawa ga mizu de あふれています.
The river is overflowing with water. So that de marks what's overflowing. So yeah, the lobby's packed. And Naomi-sensei, now it's your turn to be Johnny. What do we have?
うれしいな.
I'm happy. That na at the end is adding a bit of emphasis to the fact that he's happy. Then we have
お礼を言う時間はあるかな.
Do we have time to say thanks? This kana at the end is expressing I wonder. So he's not sure, so he's kind of confirming it. Then we have the manager.
じゃあ出発ロビーへの入り口で一言だけお願いします.
Okay. By the entrance of the departure lobby, but just a few words. Now, again, this could take a bit of time to go through, and the focus of today's lesson is actually the following phrase, which you can actually use too, if you're not Johnny. So, what do we have next? Johnny, お願いします.
皆さん! 見送りに来てくれて本当にありがとうございます.
Everyone, thank you for coming to see me off today. Now, a few things here. Let's just go through the sentence really quick. First, we have
皆さん.
Everyone.
見送りに.
To see off. First, we have mi, which is the root or the stem of 見る, to see, followed by
送り,
which is the stem of 送る, to send. So, see, send. To see somebody off. Then we have the particle
に,
followed by
来て,
which is the te form of the verb 来る. This is followed by
来て,
which is the te form of 来れる. And this means to do for someone or to give to someone. Here it's used with a verb. Here a verb precedes it. So we have to do for someone. Then we have
本当に,
really?
ありがとう. ございます.
Thank you. So let's just work our way back. At the end of the sentence, we have thank you. Modifying this is really. How do we say thank you so much?
本当にありがとうございます.
Which, again, literal Japanese is really thank you. Thank you so much. So let's just separate that. The 本当にありがとうございます. Let's just separate that off. Moving backwards, we have
来てくれて.
To come for me. To come for the speaker. To come for the speaker. Really, thank you, is what we have to date. Let's just work our way back a little bit more. Then we have
見送りに.
To come to see off. To see off, to come for me, really thank you, is what we have. So let's just get that whole phrase all together. Actually, probably a sentence. Let's get that whole sentence all together.
見送りに来てくれて本当にありがとうございます.
Now this phrase, you can use as is, no matter who you are. If someone comes to the airport to see you off, you can use this phrase. And it will kind of shock them. Because this is some really polite Japanese. If you have a host family that came to see you off, if you met someone here and they're taking the time to take you to the airport, use this phrase.
見送りに来てくれて本当にありがとうございます.
And let's just get it nice and slow one more time.
見送りに来てくれて本当にありがとうございます.
Okay, even if nobody comes, just to practice this, say it to somebody. Say it to someone in the lobby.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Akira-san has the right idea. Just
yeah. You should grab every opportunity to practice your Japanese.
Yes, every opportunity. 見送りに来てくれて本当にありがとうございます. So
to the flight attendant?
Everybody. Really good practice. Okay? Then you can follow up with this. Well, let's just take a look at the next sentence. Then we have
皆さんのおかげでとても楽しく過ごすことができました.
Quite complex, but thanks to everybody, I had such a great time. I was able to have such a great time. Okay. Again, the first part is what we were talking about earlier. But again, here we're using everyone. Thanks to everyone. So if it's just one person, Naomi-sensei no okage de, thanks to Naomi-sensei. Kobayashi-san no okage de, thanks to Mr. or Ms. Kobayashi. This is followed by
とても楽しく過ごすことができました.
And quite complex. You're going to just have to memorize this, but I was able to have a great time. Now, we're going to get to the next sentence because we're running out of time. And this is the sentence Naomi-sensei really enjoys. So we're going to get to this. Again, stop by, check out the PDF. Inside the PDF, much more detailed explanation of what we're talking about here. What's that sentence?
また必ず皆さんに会いに日本に戻ってきます.
I will surely come back to Japan to see you again. How nice. Let's just go with the details into this. What do we have first?
また.
Again, followed by?
必ず.
Certainly.
皆さん.
Everyone. And again, if you're not talking to everyone, if you're talking to a specific person, you're going to want to change this part. We'll go over this in a second, but then we have?
に.
Here it would be to. Meet to someone. In Japanese, that's what they say, usually marked by に. Followed by?
会いに.
Come to see. To meet. The mas stem of the verb to meet, followed by ni, followed by?
日本.
Japan, followed by?
に.
Marking the direction, come back, and finally we have the verb?
戻ってきます.
To come back, to return. So literally, again, certainly, everyone, meet Japan to come back. So this gets translated into, I'll certainly come back to see everyone again. And then finally we have?
さようなら.
Goodbye. Which is kind of finite. So maybe a better phrase here would have been また 会いましょう or I'll see you again. We shall meet again. But what we're going to do now is go over that the one Naomi-sensei really liked. We're going to switch the person who was saying this and we're going to go through some variations of it. Okay, so one more time, Naomi-sensei, お願いします.
また必ず皆さんに 会いに日本に戻ってきます.
I'll be sure to come back to Japan to see you again. Now, it's the mina-san we want to change, and that comes midway through the sentence. First we have
また,
followed by
必ず.
Then we have everyone, which is
皆さん.
So if we wanted to say this to Akihiro-san, how can we say this?
また必ず秋広さんに会いに日本に戻ってきます.
Akihiro-san, what do you think?
ぜひ。お待ちしてます。
Which ぜひ means definitely. Yeah, sure. So, Akihiro-san, give us the romantic, the guy's version of I'll definitely come back to Japan and see you again.
また必ず君に会いに日本に戻ってきます。You
don't need to put 日本に. You can say また必ず君に会いに戻ってきます。
Yeah, which works out probably better because it's shorter and you can use it anywhere. If your girlfriend or your loved one is in Australia, the US, or any other location, you could tell them that. Now, what would the girl's version be?
また必ずあなたに会いに日本に戻ってきます.
いいですね.
Not bad. Naomi-sensei, you have a future in acting. All right, that's it. We're going to stop here because it was a fun lesson, but a long lesson. And that's actually the final celebrity survival phrase. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. If you haven't heard them all, stop by. You can get them all there. In addition, pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, so much to bring it all together. And finally, inside the Learning Center, stuff to test out what you learned here. I think that's going to do for today.
また!
ではまた!